why is our imam hidden from us? When we say imam is in ghaiba, we mean he is hidden from his followers. Many people ask why Imam al-Mahdi is in ghaiba. Why did Allah hide him from the believers? One of the possible reasons is that after the death of the Holy Prophet, the Imams tried their best to guide and lead the believers towards the right path. They taught true Islam and spread Islamic teachings that the Prophet had taught. They were often harassed by the caliphs of their times. These caliphs were jealous and afraid of the Imams. So they prevented them from teaching others, kept them under very strict control, and sometimes put them in jail. Many of our Imams were poisoned by the caliphs of their time. To protect the 12th Imam, Allah placed him in ghaiba. This way, the enemies could not reach him. Allah caused the Imam to be hidden from people so that no one could hurt him. This way, the Imam will be safe and he will guide the people while he is in ghaiba. But one day, he will reappear when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills it. What are our duties during the ghaiba of the Imam? Should we just wait and do nothing else? Believers need to do more than just wait silently for the Imam to appear. We can all try to be good Muslims. Someone who is waiting for the Imam to appear and join him should have good morals. They should do good deeds and be a true Muslim. A person who does bad deeds is not a true believer and cannot say he or she is a friend of the Imam. The Imam will welcome those people who are followers of the right path to join him in spreading truth on the earth. All those who are eager to meet the Imam should prepare by doing as many good deeds as possible and by staying away from sins and evil. The Imam is aware of the deeds of the Muslims. When he knows they are doing good deeds, he is pleased with them. Their bad deeds trouble him. Each believer should try and do good deeds so the Imam is happy with them and will welcome them when he reappears. We should also remember him through reciting du'as. There are many things we can recite every day to show that we remember the Imam. Some of these are du'as of the 12th Imam and other du'as. The least we can do is greet him daily by saying, Assalamu alaika ya Imam al-Mahdi. Peace be upon you, O guided one.